WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A ceasefire has begun in Gaza hours after Israel's government approves phase one of President Trump's peace plan. The BBC's Hugo Bachega.
The countdown has now begun for the release of the remaining hostages, including the 20 believed to be alive, in return for hundreds of Palestinians in Israeli jails.
This year's Nobel Peace Prize winner is paying tribute to President Trump. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado lives in hiding.
I'm honored, humbled, and very grateful on behalf of the Venezuelan people.
In a post to X today, Machado says she counts on President Trump to bring freedom to her country. National Guard troops now on the streets of Memphis after a federal judge ruled they could not be deployed to Illinois. CBS's Ian Lee.
The decision came after soldiers, including roughly 200 Texas Guard members, had already arrived in the area and were seen patrolling the federal ICE facility in the suburb of Broadview.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Rapids ATV-UTV ordinance was a topic on the agenda again during last night's Public Works Committee meeting. Alderperson Madeline Palmquest opened the discussion.
I made this referral after being contacted by a handful of residents from our surrounding communities.
The Wisconsin Rapids ATV-UTV ordinance that was passed earlier this year is different from the one voted down by residents last November. It only allows recreational vehicle traffic on County Road Z, Griffith Avenue, for about 600 feet. Palmquest also said the council made an effort to address concerns they heard from residents who voted against it last fall before they passed the current ordinance.
Such as age, insurance, having a valid driver's license.
This stretch of road is shared with Wood County, which allows ATV-UTV traffic, and it does give the recreational vehicles access to Quick Trip and Walmart on that end of town. However, there are some property owners in Grand Rapids and Port Edwards, for example, who end up landlocked, either because the road they live on is owned by the city of Wisconsin Rapids, or it's half and half and people don't want to violate the rules of the city. Palmquist said she's hearing from people who are frustrated they can't access their open roads.
This referral would just add additional roadways to our existing ordinance and not change any of the rules.
Wisconsin Rapids is an island surrounded by counties that do allow ATV-UTV traffic, including Wood County itself, which allows ATV drivers as young as 12 when accompanied by an adult. Palmquest said the existing ordinance came to be because at the end of the day, they want to be good neighbors. The Public Works Committee requested a list of roadways that are shared by municipalities before any further action is taken. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for sunny skies to develop for your Friday afternoon as a northerly wind develops. It'll be gusty up over 20, high temperatures in the mid-60s. In the overnight, clear skies, light winds, and upper 30s to lower 40s, mid-60s Saturday. Right now, it's 55.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day.
Sometimes I'm right, and I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Butcher, a banker, a drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people.
Let's get it going. It's a Friday in the second hour. We're going to wrap up the morning show for the week. Got your host, James, here, joined by Aaliyah.
Hello.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We've got some fun stuff to get into this hour. A little bit later, we're going to talk Halloween candies. Best, worst, all the above. Best for a candy to hand out. All those kind of things. We'll get into some of that. We got entertainment news we want to kick things off with. We welcome the heart of this station, Pam Hilke, in with us right now. Pam, good to see you.
Thank you.
And we don't get to do this nearly enough, Pam. It's always good to have you on the air with us. And yesterday, you got to take in the Savor the Arts Council's show that they brought to town here, a tribute to Willie Nelson, Michael Moore, and his performance. How was it?
Yes, I did. It was a very, very great performance. We really enjoyed it. So it was outstanding. I thought it was very, very good.
I heard, and getting a chance to talk to Michael a little bit, I heard that the stage itself had a bunch of memorabilia, a bunch of Willie Nelson type things up there. Did you notice any of that?
Some. Michael had on the red bandana.
Yeah.
So, and he kept taking them off and tossing them out to the crowd and, you know, put on another one and kept doing that. So,
very cool.
It was Michael Moore, and there were four other musicians. There was two guitarists, a drummer, and a keyboardist. And they all did a fantastic job. There was a lot of Willie Nelson songs, and they had a mix of other country music that was played, too. So it was very, very great.
I know our man Seth was there and got to MC a little bit and introduced Michael. How did that go?
That was real, real nice.
Yeah,
so, yeah, Sally was out there to start the introductions of the show. Of course, it was the first performance of the year for the season, and Seth was along with her and got a chance to talk and introduce Michael Moore.
Very cool. So. I know how excited he was to do that. Happy to hear that it went well. That's awesome. And really happy for Michael and this community. It's a great act, great show. Did you hear your favorite Willie Nelson song? Did he perform any?
There was a lot of them. I'm not sure that I can really pick out a favorite.
Sure.
But there was a lot of great songs that we all heard. There was all the Willie Nelson songs.
All the hits he was doing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
It's crazy. When he's talking, did you notice he even talks like Willie Nelson?
Yes. And it's
unintentional. Just the way he sounds. His singing voice is very, very Willie Nelson. But even when he's just talking to you, he sounds like Willie Nelson.
It was kind of like a younger Willie on stage.
Yeah.
So he had the long braids, the gray hair, you know, a little beard.
Did he do Always On My Mind?
Yes.
I love Willie. I know Elvis did a version, but I really love Willie's version.
Oh, that's the version for me. That's the only version for me is Willie's. Yeah.
On the Road Again.
Oh, nice.
Very cool.
You know, like the gypsies on the highway. Yeah. Just got to smile and laugh at that.
Did you happen to see if any of the community that dressed up, any cowboy hats, cowboy boots, some of that? I know we were encouraging people to do that.
No, I really didn't notice that.
Okay.
There was a lady in front of us a couple rows down there. She had a Willie and family T-shirt or sweater on or whatever. I can see that, you know, on the back of the attire that she was wearing. And she was rocking and rolling for the whole show.
Very cool.
Hard not to.
Yeah, it was nice. There was a nice crowd out there. So a little room for more, but, you know, we have such a huge auditorium.
It's a great auditorium.
You know, if we ever have, when we do get the chance to pack that pack.
Nicely done. Yes. Well, thank you, Pam. I appreciate the review.
Yes, it was fun. Yeah, I thought I just wanted to touch base and let everyone know what a nice performance it was. And hopefully, going forward, if people are interested in getting those tickets for the Arts Council performances, they, you know, contact Arts Council and get their tickets.
Absolutely.
So. Support the arts. Certainly, buy local, support local. That includes supporting our arts around here. If you'd like to learn more about Michael, I encourage you to go to tributetowilly.com. Tributetowilly.com. That is Michael's website. Great information on there. And you get a kind of preview of the work that he does. And of course, as Pam mentioned, go to savorthearts.com. Savorthearts.com. You can find the complete list of events going on over at the PAC this whole throughout the year here. And coming up on November 6th, the Doo-Wop Project, Echoes of the Street. Mm-hmm. Sally and a special guest are going to be joining us soon with that. We're looking forward to it and looking forward to talking about it. Other great shows coming up throughout the year as well. We'll be talking about those with Sally and the gang as we get closer to them. Thanks again for the time, Pam.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Pam. So good that WIRI could help sponsor this program.
Yeah.
I know very WFHR is going to sponsor one of the upcoming ones. So.
Yeah. Looking forward to that, too.
Right. Mm-hmm. WIRI had the focus on this. So.
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you, Pam. Appreciate the time. Let you get back
Have
to
good
it.
Day.
You too. We'll talk again real soon. Okay. Drag you on the air here again real soon. I did want to get to a couple of entertainment topics here. And again, SavorTheArts.com. Make sure to bookmark that page, everybody. SavorTheArts.com. So, There's been some I think it was last week or maybe it was the week before, but it was announced the Super Bowl halftime show was going to be Bad Bunny.
Yes.
That announcement came to no real surprise, I think, to some. We're talking about literally the biggest artist in the world.
Yes.
It's him or Taylor Swift. It's kind of a race between the two. But where Taylor is probably more a bigger name in America, but maybe, you know, where Bad Bunny is maybe second or third on that list. Mm-hmm. The rest of the world, Taylor's kind of second or third.
Yeah.
And Bad Bunny is at the top.
Sure.
That's just how big this artist is, how big he is. He's had six consecutive albums that have just done so well on the charts and everything, and again, around the world. So it's kind of bizarre how many people are upset about this to
it
me.
It really is.
When you're talking about an act that is that well-liked and that popular. And but this is where we are as a country.
Yeah.
And this is where we come to this conversation. Turning Point USA, a right-wing organization founded by Charlie Kirk, is going to put on an all-American halftime show to counter Bad Bunny's performance. They haven't announced any performers yet, but Lee Greenwood is apparently the talk that is going to be the headliner, Lee Greenwood.
Okay.
Lee Greenwood, famous for his song about America. Mm-hmm. As if anybody doesn't note this, by the way, Lee Greenwood has no problem selling out his American pride because there is a Canadian version that is exactly the same as the USA version that he created just to sell the song and to make a couple of bucks.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Lee Greenwood. Yeah, there's a lot about Lee Greenwood there. But they haven't announced any performers yet, but they have a website up and it has a poll asking what kind of music people want to hear. The choices are classic rock, hip hop, country, pop, and anything in English. Are you kidding me? Oh, boy. The Super Bowl goes down February 8th. And for the record, Bad Bunny was born in Puerto Rico, which makes him American.
He's indigenous, too.
He's American. Yes, yes.
He's an indigenous American.
Turning Point is doing this because it's low-hanging fruit.
Mm-hmm.
It is divisive, and they know that. Mm-hmm. And that's where their money is.
Yeah.
Them businesses like this do not care about politics. No different than "quote unquote" Fox News, which is no more a news channel than I am a penguin. It's also CNN headline news. They could be just as guilty of these things.
Yes.
They are. How are we going to get advertisers? Because this is all about advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer about getting actually information out there or news.
It's about money.
It's how do we get more and more advertisers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, more and more eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
How do we get eyeballs? Well, it used to be you did journalism. You did real work on real stories that made people want to pay attention.
And now it's controversy.
Now it's just how can we separate people?
Mm-hmm.
How can we divide people?
Mm-hmm.
And the more and more that goes on, the more and more we hear from our fellow Americans, that's not what we want. We're not as divided as you make us out to be.
No.
Guess what? There's a lot of people who have no interest in seeing Bad Bunny perform, and it has nothing to do with him being Puerto Rican or speaking Spanish. They're just busy. How many of you actually sit and watch the halftime show? Like, really? Out of the people that are bent out of shape about this, how many of them have watched every single halftime show? Like, of all the things, I wish my life was so good that this was upsetting to me.
I know,
I had that kind of time on my hands that I could get bent out of shape about who's going to do the halftime show.
I don't even know how to order my own eggs. So, I mean, I've got bigger problems in my life.
And you can say what you want as far as the American language being English. I'm not going to go fighting people on what's the language of the country or anything like that. But if you look at the old Googler machine and everything, Spanish is the most spoken language not only in the world, but here in America.
Yes.
And I want to throw this out there, too. I got a lot of Latino friends of all the genres, Puerto Rican, Cuban. I have Mexican friends, all that, and have my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I'd reach out to them like the week after this came out. And some of them reached out to me and it came up in conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hey, Bad Bunny's hosting and everything. And some of the pushback is, well, people won't understand him. He's singing in Spanish and everything. And my Puerto Rican friend, again, who is also like Bad Bunny, Puerto Rican, without blinking an eye, guy. Oh, I don't understand him either. Like, he's a mumble singer. His music is not really about his lyrics. It's not really about his singing so much as it is about the beat and the movement and the energy, which is what the halftime show is supposed to be about.
I am married to a man who is half Puerto Rican that speaks maybe three words of Spanish. We listen to Latino music in our kitchen all the time. It's not about understanding the language. It's about understanding the sentiment that's in the music. And we'll dance around the kitchen, whether it's Puerto Rican or Mexican or whatever kind of Latino music, we dance to it because it's about feeling the passion in the instrument, in how they're singing. If you can't enjoy music in another language just viscerally through your body, why are you even listening to music? Just don't.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and honestly, if you don't see what this is, I mean, this is the NFL now. Mm-hmm. The NFL has a ton of games overseas. They're mm-hmm. trying to grow this sport around the world. Mm-hmm. What do you think they're going to do? They're not going to bring up an artist that only is liked in America.
Right.
They're going to bring in an artist that's, you talk about a perfect
universal
artist. If you're the NFL and you're looking to do this, this is literally the perfect artist to do this. Mm-hmm. And by the way, part of the reason a lot of artists that you want to do this won't do it is because that's free. Mm-hmm. You don't get paid for this. Mm-hmm. Bad Bunny's willing to do this for free.
Yeah.
Taylor ain't. There's a lot of artists that ain't.
Yeah.
If you have a problem with him being chosen for this, I think you should have just as much of a problem with those artists that might have been able to do it, but they didn't do it because they're not getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Like, I haven't met anybody in my personal life that has an issue with this.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't met anybody, and I have plenty of friends that are on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah.
And I have yet to hear anybody actually complaining about this. It's mostly just the news outlets out there trying to turn this into something.
Yeah.
And trying to divide us. And then you have this alternate. Like, I gotta see the ratings for this. If they do this, because I don't even know if they're gonna do it.
I'm willing to wager the Puppy Bowl will have higher ratings.
Oh yeah, Puppy Bowl is gonna be. It'll be the Super Bowl halftime show, and then the Puppy Bowl, and then whatever this is. If they actually do it, I don't know that they're gonna actually do it.
Yeah,
I think that they're just trying to rumble things up and get people to pay attention to them. Because when's the last time anybody talked about Turning Point USA or even knew what it was? It's what they're trying to do. They're trying to be the next Fox or trying to be tougher than Fox or whatever. And, mm-hmm. More power to them. I mean, somebody's watching, but I don't know that anybody's going to be watching that. This is that particular group. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
If Taylor Swift had been chosen as the Super Bowl halftime show, they would find a way to have a problem with that.
Oh yeah,
they're just looking to divide.
Have
people.
A problem with something
that we all know people like this in our lives. Mm-hmm. We've all had somebody like this in our life. You go up to them and you tell them, "Man, I sprained my arm. Well, I broke mine." Oh, well, okay. Boy, I'm having a bad day. Well, I'm having the worst day ever. They always got to top you. They always got to look for some way to divide you or separate you or top you or something like that.
Yep.
That's all they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Disney's live action remakes have been a mixed bag. Some have been good, some not so much.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen a single one, so I don't know, this is my opinion. This is more what I've heard from people that do watch them.
Yeah.
Have you seen any of them? Have you?
Unintentionally. I didn't realize that Disney was doing this a few years back, and so I watched the live action Jungle Book, which I actually enjoyed because Christopher Walken did a voice of King Louie.
Oh, okay.
I am a massive Christopher Walken fan from way back.
With you.
Yeah. And then my husband made me watch the Mulan one, which was okay.
Mm.
But as a general whole thing, I'm kind of against them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like them as much as I like the original cartoons.
They kind of feel like a money grab to me.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're just that or just a new creative, and the evolution of some of these things.
Have we just ran out of ideas, so we have to remake everything? That's, I think, for me, it's just like, we've ran out of ideas. Let's just make live action of all of the movies that we've already made millions of dollars off of, and I don't have time for that.
It feels a little bit like, if you remember, the Disney vault.
Yeah.
And this, we're not coming up with new stuff, so what we're going to put put Sword in the Stone away for 20 years and you can't buy it or anything like that.
Arguably one of the best old school Disney movies of
absolutely,
all time.
Absolutely. That's one I'll watch right now. I love that one. Well, they got a new one coming out. One of the films in development right now is Tangled. They've got their eyes on Scarlett Johansson being in the lead.
My husband told me this last night.
Oh, cool. So she wouldn't play Rapunzel, but that's I guess that kind of fits. She's looking at maybe the mother Gothel, or yeah. I'm not sure.
Mother Gothel.
Okay, yep. Gothel.
Yep.
Disney has been working on Tangled for a while, but they put it on hold after their live-action Snow White tanked, but the success of Lilo and Stitch and Mufasa the Lion King got this all moving again.
Okay.
A live-action Moana is coming out next July.
That I'd heard of, and I believe The Rock is playing Maui in that.
I think so, yeah. So I don't know. I mean, they're going to be hit and miss because their animated movies are hit and miss. I mean, the movies in general are hit and miss.
Yes.
You know, if you're a fan of the movies, fan of the stories, more power to you and everything. Mm-hmm. I do think you kind of got to own what it is, though.
It's,
you know, I don't know how much it's about the art and, you know, but maybe marketing, maybe advertising and selling it. I think it might be a little bit more about that. What's new on your small screen? What's new on your big screen this weekend? What's new on your local theater stage? Tonight on NBC at 7 o'clock, On Brand with Jimmy Fallon. Tonight on, or I guess it's already streaming on Amazon. I have to watch this. The documentary, John Candy, I Like Me.
I added that to my watch list before I came in this morning.
Yeah, man, me too.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds, one of the executive producers behind this one. I think, you know, many of us out there love John Candy. I know I did. He was one of my bigger influences.
An icon when we were kids.
Growing up, before I really got into Saturday Night Live, we had Second City TV. We had SCTV on WGN. And John Candy, for me, was the lead actor on that show.
Yeah.
the man could do no wrong to me. And honestly, even in his acting career, in his movie career, I don't know a movie I didn't like of his.
Yeah.
I don't know of a performance I didn't enjoy.
They're all good.
I go through stretches where, okay, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Like, I've got to watch that every Thanksgiving.
Beautiful.
It's my Thanksgiving movie. Every Thanksgiving, around Thanksgiving, I try to watch it. But then I'm like, oh, you know what? I want to see Uncle Buck. I haven't seen Uncle Buck in a while. I want to see that one. Like, every once in a while, once a year, a John Candy movie comes up that I have to watch.
For me, the iconic one is The Great Outdoors.
Oh.
My dad loved that movie, and he would just fast forward it to the story about the bear. And you know what? This Wednesday was 3 years since my dad passed, so I think I'm going to go watch The Great Outdoors for my dad. I'm going to tip one out for my dad and watch The Great Outdoors again.
Really great chemistry between him and Dan Aykroyd.
The whole cast.
Yeah. I saw that one in the theater. That was a good one. Friday, today on Peacock, streaming premiere of the live-action remake of How to Train Your Dragon. Speaking of How to Train, I know my father's going to want to watch that. My dad loves those movies.
Now, that wasn't Disney, though. That was DreamWorks.
No, right. So they're kind of they've kind of gotten into this mix too.
Yeah, and I heard good things about the How to Train Your Dragon one, so I might give that one a shot. We'll see.
Saturday Night Live hosting this weekend, maybe the funniest woman in the world, Amy Poehler. God, I love Amy Poehler. Given the day and who I'm thinking about, it's either Amy Poehler or Tina Fey for me. I'm not sure which one is funnier than the other.
Well, and they're besties too.
Yeah,
so
can't get which I imagine Tina will be showing up. I'd be surprised if she doesn't show up there. I love when former cast members come back to host.
Oh yeah,
it's one of my favorite things. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a really good SNL this weekend. Sunday Night Football going to be really good too. Kansas City Chiefs versus the Detroit Lions. Oh, I can't wait. I want that game right now. Oh, that's going to be good. That is going to be a good one right there. And HBO has a series premiere of The Chair Company, Tim Robinson comedy, that a lot of people are talking about.
Okay.
So that is what's new on your small screen. What about your big screen? They don't have a whole lot coming out right now. A lot of the movies are waiting for the Thanksgiving, the holiday, true holiday run here.
Yep.
But there's a couple of interesting ones. They keep pushing this Tron stuff on us. I don't know. I have no interest. I don't see it. And then you put Jared Leto in there, and I could the least amount of that interest I could have. Great soundtrack, though. Nine Inch Nails did the soundtrack, and I really like that.
I did see that.
I don't know. But it's out, PG-13, Tron Ares, if you want to see it. I am much more interested in this, based on a real story movie, The Roofman.
I've heard of it, but I don't know anything about it.
Channing Tatum is a former Army Ranger who turns to a life of crime and earns the nickname by breaking into places by cutting holes in the roof, and he escapes prison. He escapes escape. He breaks into Toys R Us, but then he ends up building a relationship with Kristen Dunst and while hiding out in one particular place for like 6 months or something.
Hmm.
It's got a really nice cast, like Lakeith Stanfield, Juno Temple, Peter Dinklage. And I like Kristen Dunst a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Channing Tatum is, I don't think of him as like one of the world's greatest or top 100 actors or anything, but I like him a lot in his acting approach. He's going to give you everything he's got. His talent can only go so far, but he's going to give you every bit of effort he got. He reminds me a lot of a theater actor in that regard. I've seen so many actors that they hit their ceiling. There's no higher they can go, but God, are they trying to. And I give that a lot of credit because I've seen a lot more people that rely on their talent and don't fine tune it, don't work on it, just figure they can always get back to it. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
And they never grow as an actor. Channing Tatum has at least grown as an actor and gotten better.
I will say I love him when he does comedy. I've seen a couple of his drama, you know, drama turns, and I just never care for him in drama. But when he does comedy, I am rolling, like the 21 Jump Street.
Yeah.
He was so good in those.
Does good stuff there. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back with a couple of quick notes for you on The Morning Show.
Vanity Fair calls BritBox a delicious streamer. Collider says everyone should be watching. Catch Britain's next best series with BritBox. Stream acclaimed new originals like Code of Silence.
You read lips, right?
And Linley, based on the best-selling mystery series.
D.I. Linley. Take it from here.
And don't miss the new season of Karen Piri, coming this October.
You don't look lip, please.
I'll take that as a compliment.
See it differently when you stream the best of British TV with BritBox. Watch with a free trial today.
And welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for sunny skies to develop for your Friday afternoon. As a northerly wind develops, it'll be gusting up over 20. High temperatures in the mid-60s. In the overnight, clear skies, light winds, and upper 30s to lower 40s, mid-60s Saturday. Right now, it's 55.
Welcome back, everybody. Spooky bumper season. Welcome back to the show. Hope you're having a great one out there. Thanks so much for joining Aaliyah and I. Just a couple of quick notes I wanted to get to before we jump into our news and sports and entertainment break. Take care of our partners. I want to remind everybody that we got the new WFHR newsletter out and about. Be sure to sign up for that. Get it. Have a new edition that dropped in your email box yesterday. Shout out to all of our workers on that one. Everybody put so much effort and time into that one. I appreciate you. Keep up the great work, everybody. And remind you that while you're there at WFHR.com, go ahead and sign up for the WFHR cookbook. Get on in that. Get your recipes in, everybody. We want to celebrate with you and celebrate our area with our cookbook. Encourage you to do that. Get on over there. Get those recipes in. And keep in mind, we're going to be wrapping that up pretty soon. So you want to get those recipes in while you can. And if your recipe is submitted into the book, you'll get a free copy of the book. That's pretty cool. So I encourage you to do that. Get on over to WFHR.com right now, everybody, and sign up for that newsletter. Yesterday, we got to talk to the director and some of the cast of the variety productions of Rumors. That is going to be going on coming up here on Thursday, October 16th at 7, and Saturday, October 18th at 2. And then that same Saturday, they'll have a 7 o'clock matinee. This all takes place at the Jensen Community Center in beautiful Amherst. Encourage you to check it out. Find out more at jensencenter.org, jensencenter.org. You can also go there to find out how to get tickets.
I've got my tickets for Saturday, or Thursday, sorry.
Right on. That's going to be a good show. Mm-hmm. They got a great cast. That's going to be a really good show. Check that out, everybody. And I did want to touch on this, and we will get to it again before we wrap up. But big one going on this weekend, Aaliyah, that you are going to be a part of with our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
Yes.
We have their variety show happening tomorrow.
We do. We are hosting the 50th anniversary or golden anniversary tomorrow, October 11th at 2 p.m. Great show lined up. I'm going to be one of the MCs along with Gretchen. We've got improv, we've got songs, I believe we've got some poetry, some little skits here and there. So would love for y'all to come out and join us. Again, October 11th at 2 p.m. And you can get your tickets at the door or at wrctheater.org.
Encourage you to do that, everybody. Buy local, support local, and take in a really original piece. This is going to be very unique and very cool. We got some of our favorite creatives a part of this one. Mm-hmm. It's a great one to really celebrate our local theater here in town. Encourage you to do that, everybody. And I wanted to remind everyone as well that you're going to see a lot of purple this month. I don't have a whole lot of purple, so I have a purple shirt right now. It has a little bit of purple in it. Mm-hmm. And this is all to, our bridge lights have purple on them and everything. Wisconsin Rapids Family Center invites you to the annual Domestic Violence Awareness Vigil. Please join us to honor those who tragically lost their life due to domestic violence-related homicides in Wisconsin in 2024. We're going to be celebrating those that support survivors and work to make change in our community. The theme for 2025 is Everyone Knows Someone. It reminds us to work together to learn about the causes and impacts of domestic violence in our community so that we might recognize warning signs and empower those affected by domestic violence. At this point in the game, more than likely you or somebody you know has been affected by domestic violence. It is that much where it's not even a 6 degrees of separation anymore. It's even less than that. This is one of those causes, one of those things where I don't know many people that aren't on the right side of history with this one. To that point, our own Mayor Zacher and so many of our community leaders are going to be a part of this. You can show your support by changing your porch light to a purple light if you want, or wearing purple throughout the month. And if people are like, hey, why are you wearing that? You're not a Viking fan. Like, I know I'm not. I don't like the Vikings. But I do care about domestic violence, and I want to bring awareness to this cause.
Well, and it's important to note that domestic violence is not just physical. It can be emotional, it can be financial, it can be so many other things. And so, you know, it's important to support survivors of you know, people that have gone through that stuff.
This event will take place Thursday, October 23rd, over at McMillan Library's auditorium at 6 o'clock in the evening. Encourage you to make plans for that. And please spread the word about this event so we can make sure that we get as many people attending as possible. Keep in mind, you can find out more because the Family Center has your back. Go on over to familyctr.org and find out more about the great work that they are doing over there. Big shout out to our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center.
Great organization.
Appreciate our friends over there. We'll take a quick time out, get to our news, sports, entertainment, and partner break. When we come back, we're talking Halloween candies.
Yay.
Best, worst, what's the worst ones to hand out? What's the worst ones, best ones to hand out? Oh, we want your answers, everybody, coming up on the morning show.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. An Outagamie County family has filed a lawsuit against Roblox, claiming a 5-year-old girl was a target of sexploitation while using the gaming platform. The family and child are remaining anonymous. Lisa Hale reports.
The Dolman Law Group filed the complaint this week, alleging the company headquartered in California is accountable for creating a, quote, breeding ground for predators. WBAY reports that attorneys claim male predators pretending to be children began grooming the girl and eventually convinced the child to send graphic images and videos of herself. The lawsuit filed on behalf of the Outagamie County family asks for unspecified monetary damages from Roblox for suffering life-altering injuries, including severe mental anguish and pain. Dolman Law Group has filed multiple lawsuits against Roblox on behalf of families across the United States, and multiple attorneys general in several states have either filed lawsuits or opened investigations against Roblox over child safety concerns.
A recent report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that the state's alcohol-induced death rate is declining, but still remains above pre-pandemic levels. According to the report, nearly 1,100 Wisconsin residents died due to alcohol-induced causes in 2024. The state's alcohol-induced mortality rate was 18.2 per 100,000 residents, significantly higher than the national average of 13.9. In 2019, the state's alcohol-induced mortality rate was 14.9 per 100,000 residents. I'm Melissa Kay, and you're listening to WFHR and WIRI News. You can find more news anytime and sign up for our newsletter on our website at WFHR.com.
The crew lose again to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the NLDS. There will be a Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Brewers shut out by the Cubs, 6-0 at Wrigley Field. Freddy Peralta surrendered a 3-run home run in the bottom of the first to Chicago's Ian Happ. Pat Murphy.
The first inning is always the toughest for a pitcher, especially in environments like this and big games. The first inning can always be the struggle, and hadn't shown him the heater yet and got too much in the middle of the plate.
First pitch at 7:08 tomorrow night at AmFam Field. College football, the Badgers host the Hawkeyes tomorrow night in Madison, kickoff 6 p.m. Wisconsin lost 42-10 last year at Iowa.
The focus is obviously what happened last year and what it is that we need to do to change all that happened last year. It'll be a physical, tough, hard-nosed game. Nothing different than what you would expect from an Iowa-Wisconsin football game. We got to make sure that Saturday night we're ready to roll.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. One battle after another seems to be the movie with the most early Oscar buzz. According to Variety, the critic's darling and really fun movie start to finish is on track to potentially receive as many as 14 Academy Award nods. If it happens, it would tie the record for the most all time held by Titanic, All About Eve, and La La Land. Six of those nominations could come in the acting category. Five of the potential acting nominees are well-seasoned, if not previous winners. But the big story is breakout star of the film, Chase Infinity, who could draw a Best Actress nod. Her two female co-stars, Regina Hall and Tiana Taylor, are favorites to draw nominations in the Best Supporting Actress category. Leonardo DiCaprio is expected to be nominated for Best Actor, with co-stars Sean Penn and Benicio Del Toro possibly receiving Best Supporting Actor nominations. That would give the film six nominations for acting, which is unprecedented. If you haven't seen this movie, I highly recommend it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Ladies and gentlemen, pets, imaginary friends, take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 with 97.5 FM WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. If it was released from 1990 to 1999, we will play it Sunday nights 8 to 9. Send me your requests with your beeper, or maybe DM me on the socials, or email me james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Sunday nights 8 to 9 on WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. Booyah!
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for sunny skies to develop for your Friday afternoon. As a northerly wind develops, it'll be gusting up over 20. High temperatures in the mid-60s. In the overnight, clear skies, light winds, and upper 30s to lower 40s, mid-60s Saturday. Right now, it's 55.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Those bumpers are dangerous. That's the one where I'll just let the whole soundtrack
right?
play. We're not going to talk the rest of the hour. I'm just going to play the whole Nightmare Before Christmas soundtrack.
I'm down with that.
God, I love it. Welcome back. Aaliyah and James here behind the mics. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a great one out there. A little bit later, we're going to get into our schedule for the today and the weekend. We will also touch on some great events going on in our area. But right now, one of the bigger topics going on and one of the bigger challenges to people out there, homeowners, apartment runners, all this, is what candy to hand out for Halloween. Mm-hmm. It's real easy for Christmas. You don't hand out Halloween candy or no. Christmas, so you just don't do it. But as far as for Halloween, what is the best candy to hand out for Halloween? And there's a couple of things here, and there's an interesting list ahead of us right now, but they got this list as far as ranked of the best and worst Halloween candies of all time. You can find this at delish.com. Now, this is just kind of there's a number of different websites that had different lists and everything. I just thought I'd grab this one because it's a longer list.
Sure.
And a little more content, a little more meat on the bone with this one. But nice. But I want audience participation on this. We want to hear from you. What is your favorite? What is your least favorite? What is the best candy to hand out for Halloween? I think that's a fun topic. So call up, join the conversation, 715-424-2600. We look forward to hearing from you. Feel free to text in as well. Looking at this list at number 30, they got Tootsie Rolls, that's classic.
So is this...
I'm guessing this is going from worst to first.
Okay.
So they got Tootsie Rolls pretty low ranked.
Yeah.
I guess they're eclectic. I guess, they'll
pull your teeth out.
Yeah, I like Tootsie Rolls. I like them. I don't know. I like things that I almost feel like I have to work for my food. I don't know why, but I like just the tearing into it and stuff. I don't know. A bag of pretzels. I've never heard of that. I've never heard of anybody handing out a bag of pretzels for Halloween.
Treating on an airplane?
Yeah, I guess. Like, maybe that's your whole theme. Right. You've got a haunted airplane, and that's your theme, I guess. Otherwise, I don't know. I think one of the most divisive candies there is, Almond Joy and Mounds.
Oh.
It seems to be one of those ones where either people love it or they hate it.
I'm equal opportunity. I'll eat either of them.
Okay. All right. Yeah, not my thing. I'm not a coconut guy. Pina colada, that's about it. It's about the only time I like coconut.
Do you like pina colada?
I do. Dots. Dots.
That's another one that I think will rip your teeth out.
Absolutely.
If you're not careful. Yeah.
I like dots are okay, but not big on them. In part because of that, because I'm always worried that it's not worth losing a tooth.
No, and I still have all of my original teeth almost 4 decades into more than 4 decades into my life, I think, almost. So I want to keep those ones.
I'm pretty sure that you can use dots to replace teeth. I'm pretty sure that they would work. You just got to find the right colored ones and everything. Yeah, just jam it in there and you're fine. They're tough enough. They're almost stronger than enamel. I don't know how that works. It doesn't seem like that. They're pretty good. Number 26, Good and Plenty's. Oh, I haven't seen Good and Plenty's in forever.
Those ones, again, these are all the ones that will damage your teeth. Dentists are hating this list right now.
Yeah, like, hey, you're killing my industry here. Interesting to see this to me on this list, at least this low on the list, Twizzlers.
Oh, I do like a good Twizzler.
See, they're saying here that Twizzlers don't really have any flavor and that they're basically just like chewing on a car or an extension cord. Like, I don't get that.
Who's chewing on extension cords to know the comparison?
I don't know about that.
You have
one.
A problem.
I don't know about that. I don't love Twizzlers, but I don't hate them. I don't mind licorice. It's not bad.
I like Twizzlers. I like the pull and peel ones a lot too. Yeah. And those do have flavors. They come in multiple flavors.
A lot of different flavors. Hot tamales. Ooh. Oh, I remember those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are like the hot cinnamon ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting angry. Okay. Next on the list. All right. Wait a minute. Runts come up next on the list here. I love Runts.
Really? Ooh.
I love them.
No, I don't know.
I love them mainly because of the banana ones. I'm really into the banana ones.
You're into fake banana flavors?
Yes. Cannot help it. So much so that Melissa a while back got me a bag of just the bananas.
Okay.
Which I should note, making her the greatest co-host of all time.
Put her out there. Okay, I gotta put her out there.
The bar's pretty high.
All right. I won't argue. I love Melissa.
I still have some of them. I still have some, and they're great. They're great. Runts, I like Runts. I don't know. Again, we want your answers, everybody. Give us a call, 715-424-2600. Feel free to text us as well. Smarties. Forgot about Smarties.
Smarties, you know, they were cooler when I was little. As I grow older, I don't know.
Those don't really have any flavor to me.
They taste
I don't
like
know.
Chalk. And I haven't eaten chalk, so I can't quantify that, but...
If I opened 100 things of Smarties in my life, I don't know how many, but if I've opened 100 of them, all of them open the same, where they're just all over the place.
Yeah, you can't open them without them just going... Psh,
it never
everywhere.
Fails. It never fails. there is also Airheads and Laffy Taffys.
Yeah, okay.
That's a good one.
I like Airheads. I prefer an Airhead to a Laffy Taffy.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. Yeah, I'm more of a Laffy Taffy. I guess. Okay.
We can't agree on everything.
It's gonna happen. Milk Duds come in at number 20.
Another tooth puller, but yeah. They're good. I will give them that.
Boy, the dentist industry just invented candy, right? Like, they have these cover things of, like, you know, Hershey's or these different things. No, it's just Dentist America. That's who did this. Let's see here. Junior Mints. Ooh, Junior Mints.
I'd have to be in the mood for a Junior Mint.
I do. Mint in general, I got to be in the mood
for.
If I'm in the mood for it, I could go through a whole tub of mint ice cream. But okay. If I'm not in the mood for it, I don't want anything to do with it. There's something about it. Yeah, Junior Mints are special. Junior Mints, I feel like one of the most minty things I've ever eaten are Junior Mints.
It's almost like it's biting you back when you eat
yes,
it.
Yes. Oh, maybe if Almond Joys and all that weren't, Candy Corn might be the most divisive one. Candy Corn comes in at number 18.
That's surprising to me because, like, Candy Corn, like, you love it or you hate it.
Yeah.
And there's no in between.
Doesn't seem to be a lot of gray area.
No.
I like candy corn. I like it. But I also don't eat it because of the flavor so much as just the chewing. I like the chewing.
Yeah.
Three Musketeers at number 17. Interesting one. Interesting.
I do like Three Musketeers, but I feel like they taste different now than they did when I was a kid.
I think
there was like a recipe change up somewhere in the last 20 years. So if I was a kid, not so much anymore.
Proving her point of being the great co-host, even though she is not a co-host technically anymore, Melissa mentioned that York Peppermint Patties are better than Junior Mints.
Give her that.
Thank you for that. And I agree. I agree with her. Yes. Yeah. Keep on getting in the texts, everybody. We also can get texts and calls through the Civic Media app. Please do that. Thank you. And thank you for your feedback, everyone. Charleston Chews.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
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 Especially if you put them in the freezer for a couple hours and then you just that's where I do like a crunch on my Charleston Chew.
That was my go-to candy, mm-hmm. like pretty much from 10 to 14. Like that was, I cannot imagine.
Do they make
imagine.
Them like a foot long anymore?
I don't know. I haven't seen them in a long time.
Yeah. They used to be like so big. And if you got one of those on Halloween night, it was like hitting the jackpot.
Yes. Yeah.
You're were who set. Are these gods that have given out the long Charleston Chews?
You remembered that place. One of my all-time favorites. As well, Blow Pops come in at number 15.
Okay.
I mean, you got gum and a sucker. You got two candies.
Not
there,
huge
man.
On gum, awesome. Though.
I love gum. Yeah. Chewing. That's the overall theme for me, apparently. Is if I get to chew it a bunch, I like it. Kit Kats at number 14.
Okay. That seems reasonable.
I didn't realize this. A lot of, and I don't know how common this is. Maybe it's just acting students of improv or something, but a lot of my students do not like Kit Kats. And I thought that was wild. I don't know if I've ever met anybody that didn't like Kit Kats, but I'd say over the 10 years, that one's come up a bit where
Kit Kat has started to branch into like the Oreo universe where they come up with all these crazy flavors, though, and they're often hit or miss. I like a traditional Kit Kat. I'm a Kit Kat purist.
So there's a couple of them I do like that are different. I think there's a cookie dough one or something like that.
Okay.
Oh, no, I might be mixing them up with Twix.
Twix is doing the same thing. All of the now everyone's going hopping on like the Oreo coming up with crazy flavor bandwagon. Now all of the...
I can't keep up.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is branching into everything.
Really?
I'm just waiting for Cinnamon Toast Crunch like hot dogs at some point.
Yeah, it's a matter of time. It's just a matter of time before it happens. I don't know that one. That's a rough one to me. Because Cinnamon Toast Crunch is just good as it is. So
exactly. I don't know why we had to I don't know why we had to jump the shark with Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Whoppers at 13.
Okay.
Can't eat too many of them, but they're okay.
No.
Okay. Nerds at number 12.
Okay.
The grown-up version of Runts.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They do get it everywhere, though.
They do. Now, they're much more than that. Runts, they don't do that as much.
No.
But those, yeah. Crunch Bars come in at number 11.
I do love a good Crunch Bar.
Those are good. I forgot about those. Milky Ways at number 10.
Okay. I love Milky Way.
Another good one.
It's a good one.
Number 9, 100 Grand Bar.
Yes. Yeah. And that's another one you stick in the freezer.
Yes. Great one to have in there. And it does, that way it doesn't stick to your teeth as much.
No, I love those ones.
Number 8, Twix. I like Twix, but in particular, I like the cookie dough one. It's amazing. It's
okay.
One of the best candy bars I've ever had.
I'll have to try that one.
And number seven, Starburst. Yeah. Classic. Classic one.
But with Starburst, I feel like everybody has like a flavor that they're like a loyalist to, and then they like throw the other ones away.
Yes.
I like the pink ones.
I think you're 100% right on that.
Or one, the fruit punch ones too. Those are good.
Those are great.
Those are good.
I love those ones. Anything fruit punch, I'm getting. Reese's Take Five come in at number six.
Specifically the Take Five?
Yeah, that's okay. What it looks like at least, yeah. At Butterfingers at number five.
Okay.
That's a good one, but man,
another messy one.
Yeah, and your teeth are gone.
Yeah.
Your teeth are gone after a Butterfinger. There's no human being that can eat a Butterfinger and not get a bunch of it in their
teeth. Famously endorsed by Bart Simpson.
Yes.
I'm just trying to get on that, you know. Just like one tier underneath Melissa, as great as co-host
well
ever.
Well done. Nice move by you. Nice move.
Touche, Melissa. Touche. I know you're out there listening.
And that works. At number four, Baby Ruth and Snickers.
I never used to like Baby Ruth until very recently, and now I'm on the Baby Ruth bandwagon.
Nice, nice. Mm-hmm. I've never been a Baby Ruth guy, but I like the Snickers. I do like Snickers. I don't know why they put them together, though.
Snickers recently came out with like a butterscotch flavor, and I was like all about it, and then it just disappeared from the shelves like in the last month, and I'm very angry, and every single time we go to the grocery store, my husband will be like, do you want something? And I'm like, yeah, I want that butterscotch Snickers, and I can't have it anymore, and I'm very sad.
I would write the company.
I'm going to write a very angrily worded letter.
Make this your mission.
It's my only mission now.
Skittles at number three.
Okay.
Could see that. I love Skittles. Mm-hmm. They always seem similar to Starburst to
me. But here's my weird thing. For everyone psychoanalyzing me today, I always have to eat two Skittles at a time on both sides of my mouth. Like, I don't know why. I can't just eat one.
That's awesome.
I know.
That's awesome.
I know. I have to like wedge the two on each side of my mouth and then eat them. And they always have to be the same color at the same time.
We have these things with candy. Melissa and Seth and I talked about this with candy corn of like, you got to eat a certain way. Some certain people, you got to eat it from the top down.
Yeah.
Some from the bottom. But, you know, we do this.
Not that
foods.
There's any difference in flavor.
Right.
But like, I have to eat like the yellow part, then the white part, then the orange part.
Like, you will put it down if you start eating it the wrong way. Like, nope, that's
what
dead.
That
candy is dead to me. That is dead to me. Reese's at number two.
That's not surprising.
Yeah, kind of saw that one coming.
Yeah.
And at number one, M&M's. M&M's, the perfect candy, apparently.
To me. That's another thing where I have to eat two at a time on either side of my mouth as well. Same color.
I like M&M's. I think that they are one of the more universal ones that most people, you almost guaranteed kids are going to like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also think it's a fun one to hand out for Halloween, because even the mini bags or the fun size bags, which that's a horrible naming of that, by the way. They're not fun.
No.
They're more aggravated than they are fun. But and I'm saying as a grown man, I'm saying that. Yeah. But M&M's, it feels like you get a lot with it.
Yes.
Like Skittles, you know, yeah. you know, you're not just getting a little mini version of a payday, you're getting
at least
20 M&M's or whatever.
You get
a
mini crunch bar, and you know, you shove it in one go and you're done. But with, you know, the Skittles or the
taking
M&M's, it's
time.
Like, you take your time, elongate the loveliness of eating all that chocolate or fruitiness of the Skittles.
M&M's just kind of feel like you get a little bit more fun and stuff, which kids love, which kids love. It's certainly, if you are handing out Halloween candy this year, I would encourage you to maybe pay attention to this list, or pay attention to your neighborhood, maybe, you know, what do you think kids are going to like? And have some fun with it, everybody. Have some fun with it. And we'll continue taking your answers right through to Halloween as far as what's the best candy to hand out, worst candy to hand out, what's your favorite candies. We'll talk about this. We'll have this topic going right through Halloween. We'll come back and wrap up the show, morning show at WFHR.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrics, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll. I'm a Patriotic Millionaire, and I approve this message.
Pat Kreitlow. On Monday, Representative Jody Emerson of Eau Claire talks about her proposals to provide better support for higher education in our state.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, no, we can't read them out, the poker face, deep cuts, the way it goes when you're a part of it, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for sunny skies to develop for your Friday afternoon as a northerly wind develops. It'll be gusting up over 20. High temperatures in the mid-60s. In the overnight, clear skies, light winds, and upper 30s to lower 40s. Mid-60s Saturday. Right now, it's 55.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Thanks for joining us throughout today and the week. We appreciate the best listeners in radio out there. Aaliyah and I hanging out for a little bit longer. We'll take you to the top of the hour. Got great civic media programming going on throughout the day today and, of course, into the weekend. Mm-hmm. Let's touch on our schedule, and then we'll get to some good stories of the day and some events going on in our area. Want to let you know that we got a great Rapids report lined up for you today. Be sure to join us for that. It'll be streaming at WFHR.com this afternoon. And one of our episodes, we're going to talk to our friends at Assumption Catholic Schools. They got Sister Act, the big play coming up. We're going to talk about that. Looking forward to it.
Nice.
And then we're going to have our friends from the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Area Bureau going to be inviting Historic Point Boston.
Okay.
Two of our favorite nonprofits together. We get to talk about them. Thanks to our friends at Crockett Septic for that. It's going to be a good one, everybody. Looking forward to it. And of course, on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI, we have Playmakers, where we will speak sport with you. It's our live call-in sports show. Call in, join the conversation with all your sports takes and feelings. You don't want to keep those things bottled up inside. You want to let it out. Call in from 4 to 5 on 105.5 WIRI for Playmakers. Big thank you to Quality Plus Printing, giving us an opportunity to do that. And we'll kind of be your tailgate, if you will, into our final high school football game of the season over on 105.5 WIRI. 6:50, it kicks off. Wisconsin Dells at Nakusa. Mike and Don going to run this one for you. Looking forward to that. Mike gets a chance, he's going to call in on Playmakers, and we'll preview that a little bit for everybody. Looking forward to it, though. That should be a good game. And a big thank you to everybody that makes high school football possible. We appreciate them, all of our sponsors, everybody out there.
Mm-hmm.
Got some great events going on in the area, Aaliyah, I wanted to touch on. One of them is happening, right now.
Yes.
The community book sale. It's going on today from 8:30 to 6 over at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South. They got free baked goods and coffee while you browse. Most books are only a dollar. This is a wonderful event. And keep in mind that this event continues tomorrow with the bag sale, one of the best parts of this whole thing. 8:30 to 1, $2 a bag. All you can fit in the bag, it's yours. Period. End of sentence. It's a pretty cool thing. It's one of our favorite events in this area. I know as long as my family has lived here, they've always enjoyed this one. And 100% of the proceeds go to Mid State Technical College college scholarships.
I know I'm going to head up an ATM after this and browse some books.
There's going to be some good ones over there. Thank you to everybody who donated books, and certainly our friends at the Moravian Church and all the volunteers that make this happen every year. We appreciate you. Community book sale going on today, 8:30 to 6, and then tomorrow, 8:30 to 1. Keep in mind, tomorrow is that bag sale. $2 a bag and everything you can fit in it. All taking place at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South. Also, some other events going on today and tomorrow.
Yes, we have Seussical Jr.
Yeah.
Being put on at the Spash Theater in Stevens Point. You've got a couple more opportunities to watch it tonight at 7 p.m. And then tomorrow they've got a 1 p.m. matinee and a 7 p.m. matinee. And you can get your tickets at PlayhousePresents.com.
Get those tickets, everybody. Support these kids in this great one. And speaking of supporting these kids and stuff, Aaliyah, there's another great one coming up later in the month.
Coming up later in the month, we've got our Singo fundraiser. Singo is bingo with a beat. Hear a song, find it on your card and win. It'll be $20 for three cards. It's going to be on Saturday, October 25th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School. And it is to support the WRPS Children's Junior Theater Program. And also as a reminder, Beetlejuice Jr. is coming up on November 7th, 8th, and 9th. Tickets are on sale now. They've got a Friday and Saturday show at 7 p.m. and a Sunday show at 2 p.m. Again, November 7th, 8th, and 9th. Go check that out. Those kids are working so hard, and they're doing such a great job. I've sat in on a couple of rehearsals, and it's going to be awesome.
That's going to be a great show.
It's going to be so good.
It's a fun show in itself, and then you put these kids behind it, and they're so talented. They're going to have a lot of fun with that one.
I'm biased because my youngest is in the ensemble, and Maddie, who was just in On Golden Pond with us, is in the ensemble, and so many of the other kids I've seen in our HOPO and our summer programs over at WRCT, and they're amazing.
And the Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market is going on tomorrow from 8 to 1, and it is the final one of the year.
Yeah.
It'll be going indoors after that. We'll have more news on the Winter Farmer Market when we get it for you. But this will take place 221st Avenue South, right along that beautiful Wisconsin River. Be sure to check this out, 8 to 1 this Saturday. And buy local, support local, never meant more than it with our local vendors and our local ag industry. It's a great way to help out and have some fun because, man, farmers markets are a blast nowadays. They're not like when I was a kid. I mean, they're a lot of fun. They were fun when I was a kid, but there wasn't so much to do.
I've lived in so many Midwestern states, and it's one thing that I absolutely love about Wisconsin is just the farmers market. Every little town has a farmers market, winter, summer market, and I just think it is one of the most awesome things about our state.
And one more time, I want to remind everybody that our great friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater are having their golden anniversary variety show tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Come see us.
It's going to be so much fun. So many of your favorite voices and personalities around here are going to be down there, along with many people that you've seen many, many times on the WRCT stage. Mm-hmm. This is a great event and a great opportunity to support local, to support the local arts, and just have a good time, everyone. It's going to be a lot of fun. There are going to be light hors d'oeuvres after the reception and everything. Gretch and Aaliyah here are going to be emceeing.
You can meet me in person.
So you know it's going to be good. We've got a lot of our locals in a part of this one. And
building it up. I can't fail now.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun time. Be sure to check it out and find out more and get your tickets at wrctheater.org. A Domino's in Northwest Ohio partnered with local firefighters yesterday, and they delivered pizzas for Fire Prevention Week. They did a two-hour stretch of deliveries and checked people's smoke detectors while they were doing it.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty cool. It's a nice one. Great show today, Aaliyah.
Thank you.
Be
you
good
too.
To each other. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Gaza ceasefire is holding. The situation's improving ahead of an expected hostage release. CBS's Haley Ott.
We expect the flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza to increase imminently. Italy's Ministry of Defense said 600 trucks of aid a day will enter Gaza through Egypt.
Day 10 of the government shutdown. Senators have left D.C. until next week. House Speaker Mike Johnson is still there.
We're not in a good mood here in the Capitol. It's a somber day. Today marks the first day federal workers across America will receive a partial paycheck thanks to Democrats' obstruction to the system here.
The White House blasting the Nobel Committee for picking someone other than President Trump for the Peace Prize. It's Venezuelan opposition leader Marina Corina Machado, who has advocated for free elections in her country and right now is in hiding.
Oh, my God. Well, I have no words.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve.